I would like it to be noted that Steven is the one who made all the editing, so if you have any comments or concerns, please tell me so that I can get mad at him. Thank you.
I heard that.
Hey guys, I'm here with Steven.
Hey guys.
We're here reading some sugar-free gummy bear reviews off Amazon.
So, how did you find these?
Well, I was bored one day, and I just, like, stumbled across them. Want to hear one?
Yeah.
Okay, so this review here was written by Joshua in February of 2015. I sit here writing this review at 4 a.m. from my porcelain throne, a fixture you will become all too familiar with if you choose to eat these cute little bears from the pits of hell. I had to eat about a pound of these little... After. Man City must have thought they were playing American football the other week and lost to Arsenal. They were a bit chewy, but overall appeared to be nothing more than your average gummy bears. After about 2 hours, with little more than some mild stomach cramps, feeling like one would expect from eating a pound of any candy, I began to wonder if I'd gotten some duds, like the slow buildup of a Martin Scorsese film. However, these bears were waiting for their baptism scene to destroy my insides. It started with the cramping, and very akin to doing 1,000 crunches and being forced to hold the 1,001st crunch indefinitely. Then came the initial run, which opened up the proverbial floodgates. I'm over 30, and I'm beginning to wonder if these bears know that and want to send me back to the can for each year I've been on this earth to make me wonder why I'd ever been born.
Oh no, that's awful.
In between gastrointestinal bouts of pressure washing the inside of my toilet from my anus, I lay in bed feeling as if someone were to punch me in my stomach, I'd explode. Turning the walls of my bedroom into a soiled Jackson Pollock rendition. To give you an idea, I spent $50 ordering a UFC pay-per-view, only to willingly miss the last two or three fights on the main card because I didn't want to stray too far from my master bathroom. Thankfully for me and my marriage, fearing what might be coming, I convinced my wife to spend the evening at my sister-in-law's because, trust me, fellas, nothing will be gained from your significant other experiencing this with you. I'm no longer in pain, but I'm still having to make regular trips back to my master bath. Eat these if you dare, but be forewarned. They are not to be trifled with unless you want your toilet to be the staging ground for a repeat feastal rehearsals of the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones.
That's awful. You know, if I went through that, I wouldn't want to go too far from the bathroom either.
Yeah. Can't really blame him for doing that.
Yep.
Hey guys, I'm going to read this next one. This one is by Derek on the 2nd of June in 2018. He titled it, The Horror at 30,000 Feet. Oh no.
That's not good.
My flight was leaving at 8 a.m. in the morning. After awaking and trying to get to the airport, I forgot to grab something to eat. I usually take my time and do things in order, but not this day. I was traveling from Boston to L.A., coming home from a work trip. I do it regularly, so nothing was new to me. I stayed in the same hotel and knew the time I needed to leave to get to the airport on time. During my work trip, I stopped at a convenience store and saw these gummy bears and thought they would be the perfect gift for my son, Charlie.
Oh no.
He loves gummy bears and gummy worms and all things gummy. So the morning I was to head back to L.A., I slept through my alarm. That never happens. I rushed to get out of the hotel and threw those gummies in my carry-on bag to make it on time to the airport. After speeding and filling up on gas in the rental, I made it to my gate as they were boarding. I already know what's gonna happen. This does not sound good. I get on the plane and head down the aisle to find my window seat near the middle of the plane. I asked politely for the two adorable older ladies sitting in the middle in the aisle seats if I could pass by to my seat. They obliged. The lady in the middle must have been around 80 years old, so it took her some time to get up and make sure she was holding on to something so she didn't fall as she stepped into the aisle. I thanked them as I settled into my seat. Fast forward 20 minutes as we reach our cruising altitude of around 30,000 feet in the air. As I reach into my carry-on bag to grab my headphones, I see the gummy bears. Since I am hungry and need something, I decide to open them and just have a few to hold me over until we land. I wanted to save some for my son, so I had maybe 4 or 5, but I had 4 or 5 too many, because once these bears had a few minutes to adjust to their new homes, they began to work.
Oh no.
Started out with a little cramp, which is normal with gassing on a plane. You do not want to fart on a plane, so you hold it in. It is airplane etiquette. It would come and go over a few minutes, so I thought nothing of it. Then it got worse. The cramps intensified, the sweating started, and I began to notice the older ladies looking over at me. About 30 minutes into eating these bears, my thinking went from, oh, these are just farts, I can hold them in, to, oh dear God, not here. I have been a Christian my whole life, and this is a test if there is a God. Please help me leave this plane with my dignity intact. After waiting for the intense cramp waves to pass, I stood up and jumped over those two women. I could not wait for them to stand, so I stood up, my back facing them, and tried to shimmy past them. I think a toot came out because I heard one say, oh Lord, was that you? After reaching the aisle, I waddled back to the back of the plane where the least amount of risk would be. To my dismay, it was in use. That left one bathroom left to the front. I looked down the aisle and saw my Mount Everest. I had to somehow keep my wet cheeks tighter than four knots while waddling forward, whilst praying no one gets out of their seats. After 5 minutes of stop and go, I made it to the bathroom and was pulling my pants down as I entered the bathroom. The door was still unlocked as the sweet release was underway. I thought I died. I thought this was it. Even though I was on the throne confessing my sins, I thought my time was called. I lost count on how many knocks at the door there was. I must have been in there for 45 minutes, but I made it. I washed my hands and threw water in my face to calm me down. Opening the door, I saw the faces looking back at me. Apparently, the seal to the bathroom was not airtight, letting just the slightest airflow from that bathroom to the main cabin possible. These were daughters, mothers, and children looking at me. I could feel their questions and comments. What have you done? We still have 2 hours left. Please divert this plane. As I began walking down, the man in the first row of first class grabbed my arm. He said, hey man, where's your seat? Confused, I told him, and he said, go get your stuff and come back here and sit. You need this more than me. I was embarrassed and ashamed. I had a family at home waiting for me. I recommend these bears to anyone, but please eat them responsibly.
Okay, that is horrible. Oh my gosh.
On an airplane?
What have you done?
Oh my gosh. Feel bad for that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all we have for today's episode.
Actually, I think we have one more bonus.
Really?
Yeah, it's really short, but very well sums up what these little gummy bears do to you. It's good cleanser. That is the entire review.
Oh, wow.
They did give it 5 stars, though.
Okay, that says a lot.
Okay, so if you want some more of this, then you can just Google basically what I did. Google sugar-free gummy bear reviews, and one of the first pop-ups will be Amazon gummy bear reviews. Click on that, scroll all the way down, and you can just read these ridiculous stories that somehow people take, like, forever to write, and just, like, write out this amazing story.
Yeah, the fact that people spend hours on hours writing these reviews,
that just says a lot.
Yeah.
They either want people to do it or don't want them to do it. It's very hard to find their point of view.
Okay, so make sure to like and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
No, stop. It's okay, we'll just trim this last bit out. Okay.